You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burke. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburke.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight, everybody. And as I have promised, I have some amazing guests on today, and they are super influential women that are in the world of publishing in some way, shape, or form. Before, we were talking to Dr. Cheryl Lentz, and she publishes books. Not only, she does a million other things, but she has done this really amazing series of books that we talked about. Now we're going to move into social media and everything that a fabulous marketing agency should do and know when working in social media. So I'm so excited to have Elma Beganovich on today because she is part of a sister team to Arma, and Elma have a marketing agency in New York City, and they are working in social media and then in influencer marketing. So, so excited to talk to them because I've got 1,000 questions and I want to bring her on. So hello there, Elma, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're so welcome. And you know what? I want to tell you that normally I would be really, really jealous because you live in New York City and that's where I want to be the rest of my life. But these days I'm thinking not so much because I live in Phoenix and it's about 80 degrees here today, Elma. So I'm just telling you.
Yeah, it's freezing. It's 10 degrees, literally.
It's really been very, very cold. Wow. Wow, it has been brutal. Well, anyway, I was doing my research on you, obviously, you and your sister, and you, if I understand correctly, years ago, you and your sister decided to do become fashion bloggers, and so you were blogging and vlogging, and that grew into astronomical numbers. So on Instagram, your Club Fashionista is almost close to 1 million followers, but I think between the two of you, you have almost 2.5 million followers at this point. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's amazing. And so that's great. And so you decided to come together and create a social media agency, and it's influencer marketing for different brands that have come to you and said, hey, this is a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different way of doing things. And today, as opposed to traditional advertising, you know, would you work with us? And you and your sister said, yeah. And that's kind of back in 2012 where your agency kind of got its start. So tell me, you know, how it started, and which I think I understand, but give me a little bit of the background as to, you know, what that is, what it feels like, and how tiring it is, because I know you're doing a lot of traveling too, which is killer.
Sure.
Go ahead, honey.
Sure. So yeah, it started basically, Amra and I were tired of our, you know, 9-to-5 corporate jobs. And at the time I was in law school, I was doing my LLM in securities and financial regulation and working part-time. And Amra was working on World Bank projects and she's an economist. So we were kind of had the non-creative, it was a very fulfilling job. And we kind of started, this was late 2012, and so Facebook Pages wasn't even out yet. And it really started as an experiment because at the time, you know, Facebook or social media wasn't very well defined, and kind of people had a perception as, you know, for a bunch of college kids rather than, you know, advertising opportunity. And so we kind of dove in, and this is how it started.
Right. And so you started just, you know, kind of do your own personal vlog, and it was a fashion piece. And I understand you guys also steal from each other's closets every once in a while. She loves your closet. I saw that she really does because she says you've got phenomenal style. So she's
Thank
in your
you.
Closet a lot, and you guys are having a lot of fun just being, you know, fun sisters together, but building this business together.
Sure.
What's it like working with, you know, family like that? Is it, does it have its challenges or any difficult moments?
Yeah, it definitely has its challenges. I mean, if you're very honest with your family, there are no filters. So some, words that are exchanged and, you know, feedback that's given, it can be very harsh. It's not very, you know, tactful and so forth. But at the end of the day, you know, it is family. You trust them. You can't divorce them.
Sure.
So you share the same interest. So yeah,
awesome.
It makes it
that much easier.
Yeah, to bear through together. Yeah.
So at what point was it in your blogging and vlogging when you guys first started that you realized You know, what was like the tipping point where you went, wow, we really have something here. This could really become, and by the way, it's a new business model. There was nothing that, you know, I mean, this is kind of like only in the last couple of years that something like this has come to fruition. Yeah. So what was the tipping point?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, in terms of the tipping point, it was really, when actually brands started contacting us to do posts in exchange for products. And this is at the very beginning. So we thought, well, if they're offering us something, there's, you know, we could very well monetize on this. So I remember at first it was actually Paris Hilton. At that time she had, I don't know if she still does, a line of purses. So it was her manager that contacted us. And then there was also Rodial and Deborah Lipman, and they were saying, well, why don't we send you these products in exchange for posts? So at that time we were like, well, I think this could, you know, again, go in the way of monetization. And then of course the next step is when we got paid. It was actually through an application, and it was our first post. It was for $99, but we knew if we could make this $99, now we charge, you know, around $20,000 per post. So we could go a lot further. Yeah. Just depending on the audience we had.
And what, you know, if the listeners and people that are interested in blogging, and especially, I think, you know, apart from food, fashion has obviously got to be the, you know, right on the top of the list as far as blogging and vlogging goes. What are some of the tips or tricks that would help somebody build their following?
Sure. I would say definitely you have to have amazing content. So don't expect to, you know, especially nowadays. I mean, when we started, it was very different. Like, we were one of the first influencers on Instagram, because Instagram only started in 2010. So there weren't very many people. But nowadays, where there's so much noise, I mean, don't expect to slack off with your content. Be ready to, you know, invest, whether it's purchasing your own, you know, camera, so professional camera, DSLR, or, you know, hiring a photographer. And of course, you don't have to have the top-notch photographer at first, but, you know, have something, like take, you know, watch some YouTube tutorials, take some classes, right? But just be ready to, you know, have spectacular content, to wake up at, you know, 4:30 a.m. to catch the, you know, the sunrise or the sunset later, to probably the sunrise.
Yeah. Or a train or a plane,
Or the train or plane,
because
God
knows,
exactly right.
You know, I remember many of those mornings getting, and I'm not a blogger, but, you know, back in the day when I was living in Europe and I was modeling, you know, I was all over the place. And believe me, I know what it was like getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and, you know, having to catch a train or a plane. And, you know, and so, yeah, that's really, how do you pick your venues? Are you asked to come there, or do you just, you know, sort of pick them at random?
Yeah. So now, like I said, it's gotten a lot more competitive. So you can't, you know, when it started initially, you could literally like put together, you know, some kind of wardrobe. I mean, I still had to be well thought through. But nowadays, that's right, you have to travel. So the way that we pick is really like desirable destinations, because ultimately, you know, you want to make the audience dream with your content, right? So it's not something they want to see out of the ordinary, but it has to be extraordinary. So to really inspire and to have that awe moment. And this is where you kind of catch the organic followers and the virality.
Do you ladies work with an editorial content? You know, in other words, you're planning everything 3-4 months out so that you're in time for a holiday or an occurrence?
Sure. Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, we have to think seasonally. So we were just in Aspen, and we knew that was one of the very desirable destinations for, you know, Christmas and New Year time. So we went there well ahead of time and, you know, shot, and we work with local photographers and also local tour guides. So to give us tips in terms of some of the most scenic spots. But yeah, we coordinate with publicists of various fashion, right, companies, and they supply the wardrobe. So yeah, it's a lot more thought through than maybe, you know, meets the eye.
Are you guys doing the styling, or you have stylists now?
Yeah, so it's both, actually. We do it sometimes ourselves, and sometimes we have stylists involved, but it just depends, you know. Sometimes also we have to, like with brands that we're contracted, there's like the time crunch. We just did a campaign with Wells Fargo, and it was at the end of the year. So they had to push it out. So it was very stressful and limited timing, and you have to get the approval of the content. So sometimes you're just forced to, you know, do the best that you can with the time given.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And as far as photographers are concerned, there's some sort of website you go to and, you know, you just say, hey, I'm coming to Aspen. Who's in Aspen? And can you take a look at their work before you actually work with them?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So we use, you know, we're kind of like the millennial babies. So we use Instagram a lot, you know, to direct message. I mean, we have a publicist, but again, it's either us or the publicist that contacts the photographers directly through, you know, direct messages, DMs on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we, of course, take a look at their work, you know, how they've done. And then sometimes we have to get separate, you know, retouchers from the photographers because although the photographers are phenomenal, they just don't know to do the proper retouching.
Right. So yeah, absolutely. So that's a lot. That's so much work. I mean, nobody, I think people don't understand how much work, you know, goes behind, you know, a photo shoot, the styling, hair and makeup, you know, you've got your, you know, climactic worries. Is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? Is it going to be, you know, humid or, you know, because your hair and then, you know, cause I, look, I did this for 1,000 years, so I know what that's like. But you never know, you know, how much work, you rarely know how much work there is on the other end of this. Pictures taken, now that's where the shoot really starts, is because now you've got to get that all perfect and perfected and uploaded and meta tagged. And I mean, it's a lot of work. So you guys have done a really amazing job. I tell you, it's amazing. I loved, you know, doing the research on you guys. And your sister had said something in one of the videos. I really was, really, it touched me a little bit. It was like, you know, don't be afraid of being human. And I think a lot of people hold back because I think that they're waiting for everything just to be so perfect and so sparkly and so brilliant and so glammy and fashiony. But there's also that being real human aspect that I think a lot of followers really, really connect with.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so we try always to deliver and keep consistent in terms when it comes to quality of the content for ourselves and for our clients. Now, with that said, of course, in order to show that really, because I think people get naturally skeptical if you always paint a rosy picture and everything seems perfect because people know that it's not. So I know Amra especially has been very brave, and she shared on social media, like when she had her breakdown in France, you know, when she lost, she recently lost her puppy to, it was leptospirosis that he picked up literally in Central Park and died within 4 days. And there was, you know, there was nothing, heartbreaking. And I know Amr was so close, his name's Einstein, very, very close to the dog. Yeah. And it's just literally like someone stole him from you because he was 14 months when he passed. So she shared this and she got such amazing, you know, response on social media from fans and, you know, direct messages through Insta stories, through comments. And it was just, it was very overwhelming and the support. Yeah. So I think that's wonderful too, to be able to connect on that level rather than just to say everything's perfect because we all know that it's not. And then again, when it's
without a doubt,
group that you get, as well. So that was incredible.
Everybody, you've been listening to Elma Boganovich. She is a super influencer on social media and with her sister Arma. Do not go away. We are not finished with her yet. We are going to be right back.
Hear the stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Do you feel shackled to your business? Do you feel that there is no room for anything else, like a personal life, family, fun? Did you know that there is another way? Listen for The Unshackled Life with hosts Aaron Scott Young and Michelle Pearson Young. They'll discuss what helps your business work better for you so that you get to have a life. Aaron Young has been starting and running companies for over 30 years. It's time for you to finally have the time, money, and freedom that you've always wanted. The Unshackled Life, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burke. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburke.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Okay. Hey, are we back on? I think we're back on. Okay. Well, you know, we just have so much fun, everybody behind the scenes as well. When you guys go to commercial break, I continue talking and we have a blast. So we are with Emma Boganovich today. She and her sister Arma are super duper social media influencers. You can find them on Instagram at Club Fashionista. They've got almost 900,000 or a million followers there. 2.5 million followers in all overall. And, you know, they have some amazing clients as well, like Johnson & Johnson, Uber, the W Hotels, Avon, hello, and you know, Paris Hilton just sort of hit them up some years ago and said, hey, will you help me out with my brand? And so that's how influential these gals are, and I just love talking to them. So I think we had left it that, you know, the real human sense of social media and influencing and gathering followers is not only about, you know, making it, you know, not making it, you know, not having it be unreal all the time and having it look, you know, be really fakey, but also having it be, you know, like real, like the real deal. Like, this is what I'm going through. And I've got to be really honest and tell you, that's one of the things about social media that I have never really done. I mean, everything, you know, I put out on social media pretty much is always, hey, everything's great. And I don't know that, you know, is really the right thing to do. So she did say, your sister did say in that video we were talking about before, share your personal story, because people love that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So, so one of the first things you guys said that you were able to do with your business once you started it up and it was kind of still unknown territory was you started with advertising. So you were able to advertise, and I think there was also some product placement that you guys could move into. And then you also started to help with some product development. So people were coming to you and saying, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What are your thoughts and how would you, you know, how, what would the development, like how would this flesh out? So
sure,
that took
sure.
you guys a different direction.
That's right. Yeah. I think that a lot of the brands, you know, in the beginning, yeah, they started doing advertising with us, and they, you know, obviously it's kind of like filling out a relationship, how that's going to pan out. And then essentially they started asking us, well, you know, they'd hired social media managers or other agencies, and they, you know, were saying, this is not working. I don't think that they can do what you girls can do. Obviously, you know, you've proven yourselves over and over again. And have your accounts, you know, to back what you're saying and, you know, how this works. So is there something that, you know, that how we can work together? And then the repeated suggestion was, well, basically, you know, can you run our own social media accounts and grow them organically? Because that was a tough one. And so we essentially, you know, said, let's, you know, let's try the business, take it in this direction. And so this is what we started doing. And of course, part of the process as well is, you know, ask the brands asking us in terms of what you were saying, product development, like, is this, you know, how would this work out and how would that work out? But we really, like, along the way, we stuck to making the brands explode digitally. I think that was the main mission. So from their SEO to their social media to the influencer marketing to content production.
Wow. And what do you see potentially being a next step for you ladies?
Sure. So I love that you asked that.
Of course you do, because you're entrepreneurs and you're always thinking and you never sleep. But I know.
What we wanted to do and we saw along the way is that, you know, many brands with agency services, they cannot afford them, right? So depending on the level of your brand or the, you know, the size of your brand, you couldn't necessarily afford to hire an agency. So we thought, you know, along the way, how can we make this affordable for, you know, for small brands and mid-sized brands and so forth? So our brands who were just simply trying to experiment to not invest too much into digital, right, or social media. So Amr and I actually, we picked up a side. I'm actually a New York Bar attorney, and Amr is an economist, but we also went to coding school because we thought, you know, in this digital age.
Well, of course, you did. Of course you did.
So, who doesn't need to understand code, right? Like, how does it all work?
It should be in every woman's wardrobe.
That's exactly right. So we were actually, one of the three girls, the women in the class. So we took an entire summer off. This is 2014, and we went to coding school. And, you know, this is kind of where we also got some sort of technical background. And so now we've actually developed an influencer platform, and it's called influencerdataanalytics.com. The next few months, and essentially what it enables brands to do is to search for influencers very quickly. So from, you know, YouTube to Instagram, to kind of connect these platforms, and then also search for them according to the location, according to the industry. So whether you are, you know, selling pet products or fashion or beauty, you can find your influencers.
Now, you had said it's data influencers what? What's the name of it?
It's Influencers Data Analytics.
Okay.
InfluencerDataAnalytics.com. Yeah.
Okay, because she had broken up on me there, and I want to make sure everybody got that. So you're going to come out with the launch, and obviously there's going to be a big party around all of that.
There's going to be a big party. Yeah, we're super excited, again, just to make it accessible for brands of all sizes and all types. So, it enables you to find influencers very quickly, and we also do automated campaigns. So you'll be able to basically select your influencers and send automatically emails to these influencers and ask them whether or not they want to participate in the campaign. If they select yes, then you have, you know, your products sent out to them and, you know, under specific terms in terms of how to post and when to post. So we wanted to make this automated. We wanted to make it very easy for brands to be able to find their target demographic.
Are you guys working from the house, or do you have offices, or how are you structured?
No, we have, we have offices in Times Square. It's a little bit hectic. We're actually trying to move to the location. But, we have offices in Times Square, 40th and Broadway. And,
did you watch the ball drop the other night?
No, we escaped. No, that was too much.
It looked like it was freezing cold, but I stayed up to watch it because I knew that in 2018 was going to be a phenomenal year for so many of us. And I got to tell you, it sounds like it's just going to be a killer year for you ladies. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
It's very, very exciting. We've got 2 minutes left. So what is it that I didn't ask you that you want everybody to know?
You kind of covered all what we're up to next. I would encourage, if you are thinking of starting your own business, you have your own business and it's, you know, up and coming and it's growing, I would definitely, you know, suggest to check out our platform. It's very affordable. It starts for $500 a month. So, whether it's just, you know, some investment that you want to make, a small one, or, like I said, you need technology to help you, I think that this would be like a perfect place to, for you to check out influencer marketing and social media.
Again, anybody that wants to find you, they can find you at Club Fashionista on Instagram, or your website is amraandelma.com. So I'm going to spell it amraandelma.com. That's AmraandElma.com. You can go there, everybody, and get all kinds of really great information from them. You can see their services that they provide. There's some their clients, obviously, some case studies, all kinds of press that the page never ends. It just keeps going on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And they're doing some amazing things, you know. The message is, especially young girls that are listening, you know, if we can do it, you can do it. And so, but it does take a lot of hard work. And I think that the rewards that you reap are rather sweet. Are they not, Emma?
Yeah. It's an amazing journey.
I bet it's an amazing journey. Well, okay then. Everybody knows what's going on. And you and I are going to have some conversations after this, because I'm going to get you also, you and your sister, onto a beautiful Zoom that we're going to throw out into the, you know, into the universe. And I would love to have the opportunity very quickly to speak to you gals again. So I want to thank you again. Everybody, you've been listening to Elma Boganovich. I've told you how to find her. Her beautiful sister was not able to be with us today, but we're going to get her. We'll promise we're going to get both of them the next time. And we're going to be back again next Tuesday. I promise I won't get sick anymore. And we'll be back again next Tuesday, same time, same place. So thanks everybody for listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Bird here on Voice America's Influencers Channel. Until next week.
Thank Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.